May Jesus Christ be praised, and may his Holy Mother pray for us. He enters the waters of the Jordan so that he can give us the waters of eternal life. The baptism of the Lord Jesus brings to completion the hidden life of Nazareth. From this moment until the day when he has taken up into the glory of the Father, the Lord Jesus is publicly teaching and publicly revealing the kingdom of God. From the moment of his baptism, he is announcing the promise of life forever in the glory of the Father. The Lord Jesus enters the waters of the Jordan so that he can give us the waters of eternal life. The Spirit that hovered over the waters at the dawn of creation descended upon the Lord Jesus at his baptism. The voice of the Father, by which all that is visible and invisible was created, announced the identity of his Son. In the presence of the prophet John the Baptist, the incarnate word of the Father, and the fullness of the revelation of God to his people was revealed. In the waters of the Jordan, and in the presence of John the Baptist, we hear that Jesus is the beloved Son of the Eternal Father. In the waters of the Jordan, and in the presence of John the Baptist, we see the Spirit of God descend in the form of a dove and consecrate the Lord Jesus for the mission of salvation. The Lord Jesus enters the waters of the Jordan so that he can give us the waters of eternal life. Long before the profession of faith by Peter, and even before the demons cry out in terror before the face of the Holy One, at the waters of the Jordan, the identity of the Lord Jesus is clear. He is the beloved Son. Long before the Sermon on the Mount, the cleansing of the temple, the Last Supper with his disciples and his suffering on the cross, at the waters of the Jordan, the mission of the Lord Jesus is foretold. From this moment, the Lord Jesus is publicly teaching and publicly revealing the kingdom of God. The Lord Jesus enters the waters of the Jordan so that he can give us the waters of eternal life. At the baptism of the Lord Jesus, his identity was proclaimed and his mission was foretold. At my baptism and at yours, our identity was proclaimed and our missions were foretold. We were baptized into Christ Jesus, and we became beloved children of the Most High God. The Father claimed us in his Son. We became heirs of the kingdom, and we received the Holy Spirit. We were washed in the river of salvation, and we drink from the springs of eternal life, which flow through the city of God. We were anointed with the oil of gladness, and consecrated for our particular mission, in the divine mission of salvation. The Father has claimed us. The Spirit has sent us. Let us begin again our journey with the Lord Jesus. Amen.